Washoe County School Superintendent Kristen McNeil says a robocall meant to support families after last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol may have been better sent in a letter. But as KUNR's Paul Boger reports, McNeil stands by her message despite some criticism.
The call was sent to every family with a student enrolled in the district last week. In the message, McNeil condemned the violence in Washington, D.C. and reiterated the district's commitment to fostering a respectful community. It also reminded parents of the district's mental health services if needed. But what some heard was a political message, which has drawn heated criticism.
I'm asking every one of these board members here to condemn the superintendent's actions. I would like to see a motion from one of you that has a spine, that this be an agenda item open for discussion amongst the board members. If you don't condemn her actions, you're complicit.
That was Bruce Parks, one of the handful of public commenters who broached the topic during this week's school board meeting. Yet others voiced support for the superintendent's decision, including special education teacher Kristen DeHaan and parent Beth Martin.
I felt that her call was very much supporting students and families and giving them resources.
And it also was a reminder for me to take a step back and have the conversation with my children before they saw it on the news or they heard it on the playground.
For her part, McNeil says she stands by the call, but admits it would have been better optics had she used a different method of communication.
Hindsight has given me clarity. And done again, I would consider a written communication to provide this information to our families and the community.
When asked if the board is considering whether to take any action against McNeil, newly elected board president Angie Taylor said no trustee has brought the matter up to her. Paul Boger, KUNR News.